countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Now, Machran a Farmer provides a great social network for young people in rural Ireland. The clubs moved to Zoom during the pandemic, but are now going back to small, in-person, socially distanced activities. For example, Machran members in Munster are heading into the great outdoors, climbing 11 peaks in 11 weeks in the province to raise much-needed funds for the Irish community air ambulance. Hannah Quinn Monaghan met some of the Limerick Machran members who are taking part in the challenge. She met them lakeside on an evening off from the climbing and silage making as they went kayaking.
It's a gorgeous sunny day here in Limerick, and I am in Lough Gur, which is a sacred place to Druids long ago. But I'm not sure that anyone would say that something sacred is going on, because I've got members of the local Machran na Ferma from Limerick here in front of me, and they're planning to go kayaking. Elaine Houlihan, was it a bit like trying to hold spring calves back in terms of pent-up demand to get out and about for Machran members?
Oh, definitely. Everybody's literally raring for road. And I think, look, the lockdown was hard for people and the rural isolation was big, especially because Machran clubs was the outlet for a lot of young people here in Limerick. But since we're back to some bits of activity, everybody can't wait to be doing stuff.
Stephanie Blewett, not only are you dairy farming with your father, but also you're milk recording, which was an essential service throughout the pandemic. It still had to happen on dairy farms. I mean, you were going in and out to farms, probably one of the few people who were, and you were actually seeing the situation with a lot of young people. I mean, what was that like?
Oh, the social aspect now, just going into different dairy farms is just through the roof. Like, if you were going into a dairy farmer and you'd be spending roughly an hour there, you could nearly be spending 2 hours there. It meant a lot to a lot of people. Especially going back the following morning, you knew they were prepped, like they wanted to ask you a lot of questions. And like, especially with Machra, the social side of it on Zoom, like a lot of lads would not have confidence, you know, turning on their cameras and stuff. But once you meet people in person, like, they're grand, they'd like to talk away. So it's very important for us now going forward for the summer just to get out as much as we possibly can. Especially like down here in Lough Gur today, we've got two different clubs down here today, and the chats here are 90 already. Do you know, so there's good things for the summer planned anyways.
You, Elaine, have been talking in your role as Vice President of Munster to a lot of county chairs around the Munster region and nationally as well. I mean, can you give us just a flavour of some of the things that they saw in lockdown?
Definitely. They saw, we'll say, a decline in participation in their clubs was a big thing. But like, I know for our own club, the lads would have always talked over a pint in the pub, but the pubs are only back up and going here now. They didn't have that aspect. They're not the same. They wouldn't ring somebody, like, I'd pick up the phone and ring Stephanie and we'd talk about stuff. But I don't know, like, with lads, they don't seem to be doing that as much. And that's something that we need to promote, to, like, for clubs to be ringing people, to be checking in with them. They're all mad for road again. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get activity back up and going. And every club is being encouraged to get out and get going again. Like, for instance, we're now doing the 11 peaks in 11 weeks for the Irish Community Air Ambulance. We're going around to every region of Munster. There's 11 regions in Machran Munster. We're going around, we're climbing a peak or we're doing a loop walk. We're getting clubs out and about. And it's great to get people out. It's important to do it, even for their own mental health.
Stephen O'Keefe, you're the chair of Croom Manister Cacor Machra.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, you are dairy farming yourself, and like you said, it hit during the spring calving season, and you had to go through another spring calving season again this year. Was that hard on a lot of young dairy farmers, just that they didn't even have kind of one bit of social aspect to kind of look forward to?
Yeah, it was very tough this year now, especially that you've compact calving where you've a lot of cows calving fast, and then if, just say one of us got COVID and we'd have to isolate for 2 weeks, I'd say every dairy farmer is very, very conscious about protecting themselves from getting COVID. And sure, when you've no social aspect in as well, it's a double whammy sort of.
I guess we could say that the sun's come out now, metaphorically and physically though, because lots of things are planned. Love in lockdown has been a thing that is a bit of a taboo, and yet one of the former presidents of Machra did say that, was it Machra na Ferma is like Tinder for farmers, Stephanie, was that what he said? Yeah. James Healy, I think.
Yeah, no, James is right, wasn't he, Stephen?
I think Stephen can shed a bit more light in Love and Mockery now.
You've gone very red, I have to say. I don't think I've ever seen a man blush so much in a long time.
No.
Well, do you want to talk a bit about Kira, who you met?
No. She'll shoot me.
You can just say she's Kira.
Is Kira farming as well? Kira comes from a farming background as well, I take it, and it I guess that helps.
Yeah.
But look, it is a big part of Mockery, and I suppose even during lockdown in Kamalloch we held Kildoon Varna, which was our take of Listoon Varna, where I was the lovely matchmaker. And we matched 25 couples, and there's two successes that I know of at the moment.
Your parents met in Mockery as well, Elaine.
Yeah, my parents met in Mockery as well.
You're a Mockery baby.
I'm a Mockery baby, yeah. Okay. I'm listening.
So what are the plans now between the three of you?
The 11 peaks in 11 weeks is the big thing, because the Irish Community Air Ambulance, we're raising awareness and funds for them by doing this. We're currently nearly at €1,000, and the ultimate goal here is to raise €3,500, which would fund one life-saving trip. We've already responded to 38 farm accidents so far this year, which is a frightening number. And as they said, it's more than likely will go up throughout this busy period on the farm. It's time to kind of be a bit more conscious and look, if people are willing to donate or join us along the walk, we're actually finishing up in Cairn Toohill. I'm kind of hobbling up some of them because I injured my ankle, but that's not going to stop
me. You're a physio. I think in any other respect, yeah, you'd probably tell yourself to stop.
I would tell myself to stop, but I think it's something that I want to do myself because, look, I know people who have personally used this service, you know.
But that's the whole ethos of Mockery in a way, isn't it? Like, you're also doing a lot for charity, but there's the crack side of it as well, and there's getting out and meeting people and doing stuff together. Okay, I'll let you go off and do your kayaking, so thanks very much.
Thank you.
That was Hannah Quinn Mulligan and friends there. There you have it. Tinder for farmers. And we hope that Stephen and Kira from Cork aren't too embarrassed by all the attention. Well, congratulations. Details of the fundraising is on mockery.ie.